This is Wade Grathew, the Chief Organizer's report on North Carolina is showing the way in fighting for rural hospitals. For all of the continuing polarization in Congress over Obama's Affordable Care Act and the last stand on the hospital door strategy of one Republican governor after another, there are realities in the heartland of the Republican base that some of the politicians are continuing to miss from their sky-high perches as they survey the battleground. A fight in North Carolina by Republican Mayor Adam O'Neill in a small town of Belhaven in the eastern part of the state to save his town's rural hospital should be sending a message about the political price the resistors will pay with their base voters, even if they're missing the life and death message that adequate and accessible health care represents. As the mayor has made clear, health care is an issue that defines bipartisanship because both Republicans and Democrats get sick. The private health care corporation Vidant closed the local hospital, Pungo, that served Belhaven. Since the viability of so many hospitals was based on expanding health care coverage, not restricting it, Pungo is just one of the many early warning signs of what could become a widespread calamity. As noted in the Daily Kos, the Rural Health Association counts 283 rural hospitals as on their own kind of death watch to survive. To save the hospital, Mayor O'Neill pulled pages from the history of the civil rights struggle and joined hands with contemporary activists. They hit the streets and marched to the state capitol in Raleigh to ask for a modification of the certification to allow the hospital to reopen. They also marched to Washington, totaling hundreds of miles. They were joined by Reverend William Barber and his moral majority, who have been central in recent struggles in North Carolina and beyond. They were also joined by former civil rights activists like the legendary Bob Zellner from early SNCC and Freedom Riders fame. I can remember reaching out for Zellner in 1976 when we opened the Acorn office in New Orleans and asking for help then. He was retired, he said, working for an industrial plant, Godchild Sugar Refinery, while living in New Orleans and trying to find some calm after his years of activism. I doubt if he'd really retired then, but there's no doubt that he's back in action now. It was good to read that Zellner had joined this fight in North Carolina and walked with Mayor O'Neill every step of the 230-mile trek to Washington. Does this kind of bipartisanship work even in the rock-ribbed rural communities of the South that have become the bastion of the Republican voting strength? Can these dusted-off tactics still make a difference? It seems so. As Major O'Neill tweeted at the end of September, great news, NC legislature changes certificate of need law to allow our hospital to reopen. Votes, House 102-8 and Senate 44-0. Hashtag save Pungo. Seems like part of the message from North Carolina is that we may need to build a movement on health care access for all to finally get the job done here. This is Wade Grathew. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.